Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Avery Hart here. Your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know how it is. Sometimes the world throws curveballs, deadlines loom, and your inbox feels like a black hole of unread emails. Ever feel like you're constantly running on autopilot, just trying to keep up with everything? Well, guess what? I'm here to tell you there's a better way. Today we're diving into the awesome world of stoicism and learning how to embrace the present moment with open arms. Because let's face it, folks, dwelling on the past or stressing about the future is like trying to build a house on sand. It just won't hold up. Stoicism isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything's perfect. It's about recognizing what you can control, which is mostly your own thoughts and reactions, and letting go of the rest. Think of it as mental decluttering, freeing up space for joy, peace, and a whole lot more chill vibes. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode that will help you master the art of present moment living. Number 1, practice mindful awareness. It's about tuning into your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? You know, actually being present in this very moment instead of letting your mind wander to a to-do list or that awkward conversation from last week. Sounds simple, right? But trust me, it takes practice. Start with small moments. Savor your morning coffee. Really listen to your friend's story. Or take a few deep breaths while walking around the block. Number 2, focus on what you can control. We've all heard that saying, you can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control how you react to it. Well, Stoicism takes this one step further. It encourages us to shift our energy from worrying about things outside of our control to focusing on our own thoughts, actions, and responses. You can't stop traffic jams or rainstorms, but you can choose how you handle them. Maybe blast your favorite tunes, grab a good book, or even just take a moment to appreciate the unique beauty of a rainy day. Number 3, cultivate gratitude. This one's a game changer, folks. When we focus on what we have instead of what we lack, our perspective shifts dramatically. Start a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, no matter how small. Maybe it's a delicious cup of tea, a warm hug from a loved one, or even just a sunny sky. These little moments add up to big happiness. Number 4, embrace impermanence. This is a big one. The Stoics understood that nothing lasts forever, and clinging to things that are fleeting only leads to pain. Think about it. Seasons change, relationships evolve, and even our own bodies are constantly transforming. Accepting this natural flow can be liberating. Instead of resisting change, try to see it as an opportunity for growth and new beginnings. And finally, number 5, find your purpose. What brings you joy? What makes you feel alive? Stoicism encourages us to live a life aligned with our values and passions. It's not about finding some grand destiny, it's about identifying what truly matters to you and making choices that reflect those values. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're sitting in traffic, phone buzzing, deadlines looming, feeling the classic, "Oh no, I can't catch up," panic rising. Now, what if instead of getting sucked into that spiral of stress, you took a deep breath, acknowledged your feelings, and chose to focus on something positive? Maybe it's the sunlight streaming through your car window, the catchy song on the radio, or even just the fact that you're still breathing. By shifting your attention to the present moment, you can break free from the grip of anxiety and reclaim your sense of calm. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing mindful awareness today. Pay attention to your breath, savor those little moments, and remember, it's okay to let go of what you can't control. You've got this. Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media using the hashtag DailyDetachment. Let's keep this conversation going. And until next time, stay unbothered, friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.